That's the way it seems. People laughing and crying every day, trying to keep their fears at bay. Spending all the money they've got on many things that used to cost a lot.
This is Radio Freeman. Well, as many of you may or may not know, I don't know, I have been going through some serious technological difficulties and have been having a hard time getting the radio shows together and getting them up. I've been suffering viruses and web attacks and you name it, hospital trips, all kinds of things stepping in my way, not to mention blizzards. So, sorry about not having the shows out to you. It has been just crazy for me, and I want to keep doing this for you, keep it going, and all of that for you, so that we can unveil this mysterious world that we exist in. For that, I need your support. I need your help. I need anything you can possibly give. I'm faltering. I'm falling. I need to rebuild. I want to start all these new projects. I have so much stuff ready to go, waiting to be worked on, but can't get there. So I'm asking you to show me your love. It seems that conspiracy is perhaps not that popular around Christmas time, so I am definitely faltering. So if you can help, please go over to freemantv.com, donate through PayPal, or send me a check, cash, money order, whatever you feel like, to Freeman at P.O. Box 581, Lawrence, Kansas, 66044. And I guarantee you I'm going to turn those pennies into gold. I promise you that. I have so much stuff to work on, so many things to do. I'm just thrilled to death to get started on it. I have received some support to help me get the computer I need to get going, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully that'll come together in just a week or so. So things are moving forward, and I have much to tell you and much to say, much to do, much to show you. We're going to work on all that. But I need your support. If you can post my website as a link in forums or off to different places. I know you're all helping me try to get on Jeff Rentz and Coast to Coast. Maybe one of these days they'll take me and have me on. I don't know. But so amongst all of these turmoil, I'm going to have to present to you today a rerun, but I think it is a classic. This is me on Dr. Deagle's Nutramedical Report, where I unknowingly am sharing the stage with Dr. A. True Ott. As I'm sitting there discussing the satanic connections of Barack Obama, next thing I know, Dr. A. True Ott's chiming in with some incredible stuff. It blew my mind, and I want to share it with you today and share this all so that we can still enjoy Radio Freeman, even though I can't produce you a show right now. I will get more and more together for you and get this going, but basically I'm going to have to sit back, revamp, go back into my cave, and come out with the gold that I can find in there. I have just so much to work on. I'm excited about it. So as I sit here in my blizzard and thinking about the Blue Brain Project, which is something that I've really been wanting to bring to your attention, and we'll cover this on the Free Zone every Saturday night on Oracle Broadcasting, so please join there at 8 p.m. Central. We'll be live. There is a chat room at the Free Zone, chattango.com, or you can just link everything from freemantv.com. And, of course, phone calls from you. Always good stuff. So I will be getting deep into the Blue Brain Project, petabytes, exabytes, all of the exciting stuff that the universe is now offering humanity and the evil sorcerer brotherhood that are controlling it all. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me over all these years. And the only reason I do this is because of you. That's the God's honest truth. So, yes, please show me your love. I know it's hard times. I know that, Christmas gifts and bills are here. So I know where we're all at, and I'm right there with you, so I'm not asking for much. Just keep me from having to go wait tables or something. Let me stay on the radio and keep making you stuff. Show me just a little tip. It doesn't matter how much. Every little bit helps, and there are so many out of you out there listening that it's just incredible to me. It's blowing my mind. I had no idea, but I'm starting to learn just who Freeman might be. So, without further ado, here is me with Dr. Deagle and Dr. A. Truott.
Welcome to the Nutramedical Report, and we are on the third hour of the Nutramedical Report, and we cover everything from functional metabolism and toxicology to classified information to international finances. As we talked with Harley Schlanger today, we're going to have a special on Wednesday with Bob Chapman and Ted Anderson talking about world finances. And the third hour, Will You Survive, an ebook, a remarkably new ebook by Jonathan Gray in New Zealand. Coming up on Friday, a special 3 hours, and we're going to talk about everything from the Franken flu, if you want to call it, is what my term. This is pieced together, literally a triple recombinant. I'm doing 3 lectures on September 3rd, Granada Forum in Tarzana, California. 3 lectures dealing with the, number one, the Franken flu, the origins of it, and all the bioweapon programs, the toxic, sterilizing, mind-numbing, genotoxic vaccines, and of course the third issue is global eugenics. And people have to understand that this is not just a by accident, oh, they're incompetent. This is ceremonial. And one of the best experts to talk about this is Freeman, of course, Freeman TV, right there in Austin, Texas. And he's got a remarkable set of DVDs available that talk about a lot of issues that a lot of people are very concerned that you go down those pathways. Well, when he comes on my program, Freeman has no restraints to go wherever the spirit will take him, revealing this, because nothing in darkness that's evil can grow. Once you expose it to the light, it's going to kill it, just like vampires. And to expose a lot of things, as you mentioned just before showtime, the people are following the script. What's happening, Freeman, and let's talk about some of your latest DVDs, but what's happening with the current script now with Obamacare, we're coming plague, the forced mandatory vaccines, the fiddling with the orchestra pit on the front of the Titanic of the U.S. and world economy, while we're ready to listing to one side, and a bulkhead has already burst as the water rushes in and the ship is ready to break up in pieces and go to the bottom. What's happening?
Well, we understand how propaganda works. We understand how it preys upon our ego. I was recently watching Walt Disney's propaganda films for World War II, and their description of Chicken Little, and that's really where I feel like we're at right now, is the wolf has come in and said, look, the sky is falling and everyone is going crazy. We understand that all the media is controlled, a lot of it by Walt Disney, and we get to the spectrum that we are being fed and leaked stories that are generating an effect, generating a reaction out of the public. So we act like we're getting this knowledge and that we're then using that to move us forward, but it's all being fed to us as a propaganda script, just as they did in World War II. And this is why we're finding people coming up at Obama rallies with semi-automatic rifles, and why the Obamas will grow an organic garden, which I guess is getting fed with lead.
I know they're
passing resolution saying you can't. We are supposed to be in this scattered reptilian brain fight or flight status right now.
Right. Well, they want us to be that way. But if you stay calm and if you actually start getting prepared, it doesn't need to be that way at all. In fact, if we just had the numbers and the numbers said no to Obama's care, no to forced vaccines, no to lack of preparation for a real emerging pandemic, which they created, no to letting vaccine companies literally make the virus and then release it and then profit billions of dollars from spreading vaccines while they kill and destroy people's health.
We have to get to a full understanding of how this whole situation was set up. I predicted Obama would not be a natural-born citizen in 1998. Yeah. It was nearly over a decade ago.
Right.
I had stated, I outlined the program, and that's what I see people not recognizing, is that there is a script that the Illuminati, which we know are the secret government in control of things, that are ritualistic mystery school members. We can call them CFR, we can call them Masons, whatever you want to apply. We can actually database and follow their corporate government totalitarianism, which of course is fascism, but most people just don't recognize that America is a fascist dictatorship, and it's getting more and more so. So when you start to see the script, so when I was watching them bring Bill Clinton down, and they were bringing him up on charges of insertions of cigars in his secretary, that was psychological warfare. There's just no doubt about it. They don't do that to presidents. And so you just follow the script from that moment on. And from that moment, I predicted that the next president would be forced into office. And so the whole idea of W being railroaded in through Jeb Bush was a conspiracy within a conspiracy. It was meant to make you angry. It was meant to make you think it was a Bushian coup, when it's actually this oligarchy that's controlling the whole system globally, and not there are no nations at the top.
No, they're at the top are corporations. And this is an important thing that people realize. The United States doesn't rule the world. It's corporations. And the corporations are ruled by high-level Illuminatist Satanists. Period. Okay? There's no and don't put a label of they're Jewish or they're Islamic or they're Christian or they're atheist or whatever. Those are just brands. They're all brands owned by the same super corporation, which is Luciferic Satanism, and they control all of the lettered agencies on the planet. They're all controlled through one central matrix, if you want to call it. Literally, this is like at a Get Smart. It's called Project Omega. Conceived by the Nazis, these people have culminated these things, and the lettered agencies, in a sense, the tail, which is like CIA, Mossad, and all these agencies, wag the dog of the nation of America, Israel, and any other nation they want to use for the dialectic of war or death. So while they collaborate on a scientific basis with the Russians, they have Russian subs with cruise missiles off the east and west coast of the United States. While the Israelis get ready to nuke Iran, they know full well they've been selling equipment and material to the Iranians on the black market for years. It's crazy. I mean, the Israelis have profited from giving weapon systems to the Iranians who are fighting the Iraqis during the Iran-Iraq war.
Exactly. And we're getting caught up in the play. We're getting caught up. Now, just take it so that people can bring this home. When you walk into your local Walmart, your local Target, now, first of all, recognize the occult symbol of the pentagram and the sun sign for your Walmart and your Target. Walmart's actually changed over to the six-pointed sun now, which goes, of course, back to the Star of David. But this, you recognize the occult symbolism on your corporations. That's what I do. That's my main theme, and that's how I predict things, because I said W would be forced into office because his meaning within Kabbalism is the fallen one. And that was the meaning of the letter W, and I predicted this event correctly using a Kabbalistic cipher to attach to a political movement with an overall scheme of the road to World War III. So following Albert Pike's script, as he outlined in 1871, World War I, World War II, and World War III, you can go read this, and you will see that it is exactly the script we are following. Fomenting the warfare on both sides, atheist and Christian, Islamic and Zionist. They outlined it and said very clearly that people will be left without a moral compass and then finally guided into the hands of Lucifer, the religion we have been culminating all of this time.
Yeah, of course, all of the religions, of course, are created, are literally symbolic, are based on astrology, on planet signs, and all of these other things. And you're very familiar having this, you know, in your own family that you've, you know, walked away from the evil side that was right there. And people say, well, what better person than to witness against evil than someone who's seen it and knows it and knows that this is not the pathway that not only we individually but as a society need to follow.
Well, and the Spirit has been guiding me to this type of knowledge. I didn't know I was right with 9/11. I had a line of people at my door asking me how I predicted that. And I can tell you clearly how I predicted it, and it's all on my website. You can also see in that very same prediction from 1998, published on my website in 2006, that I was predicting Obama would not be an American citizen. I was saying the next president would not, because it's following the script. First you take down the man, then you take the system, and next is Constitution. And the next thing they needed was a president whose legitimacy would be questioned. And you can see that I have outlined this. I predicted 10/13 as the day for the next 9/11. And me, I'm following a Kabbalistic slash Templar slash Freemasonic script. So wow, that's where my dates come from, and I'm
amazing,
following them very closely.
Yeah, and there's a good reason for it. It's all mathematics, it's sacred geometry, it's all this other, and this is the religion of these overlords, believe it or not. If you don't believe it, doesn't matter what you believe, this is what they believe. We'll be back in a moment.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and Freeman. Sometimes when you say those things, it seems to go right over people's heads, but it's actually in many ways very simple. It's almost like attending the right math classes so you can understand the higher mathematics. This is something people should understand. Every religion, and I'm not giving exceptions here, including, by the way, atheism, is all based on planetary signs, occult astrology, and all of these other issues, and they always have a face that they show and then a hidden face behind it. You're pretty familiar with this, right?
Well, Jesus was open about it, saying, I say one to the people, and then I tell you, the disciples, another. You know, it should be understood. And a lot of people look into the Bible, and there's a lot of stories. When we talk about Lucifer, and people have this concept of Lucifer as this shiny angel that came down, was cast down from heaven, and became Satan. But there is not a single biblical statement to agree with that. You will find that actually Lucifer is a composite character coming from Luke and Isaiah, and mostly is where people, and then the concept of Lucifer as this beloved angel comes from Dante and Milton, which aren't even biblical.
Yeah.
But what is really curious, and this is something that people should see within the script, Barack Obama, who we believe is Barry Satoru or Barry Dunham, his name, Barack Obama, where did this come from? Well, as I began to research this concept of the Luciferian character and the fact that Lucifer only shows up in the King James Bible, that's the first time it shows up. It was never in the Bible before. We know if you look Lucifer up in the dictionary, the definition is Venus and then a friction match and then Satan under Christian. Okay, but the idea of Satan being Lucifer comes from these two phrases when Jesus says, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven.
Right.
And then he goes on to say during the verse in Isaiah, which is in reference to Nebuchadnezzar, who Saddam Hussein said he was reincarnated.
Right.
It goes on to say that I will ascend like and be like the Most High. Now, if you were to go and actually take this back to the Aramaic, and I have the Strong's Dictionary linked to Freeman TV at the Freeman's blog. You can look it up for yourself. Strong's Biblical Dictionary, the word lightning from heaven is Barack Obama.
Yeah, I know. I know. We talked about this before.
Barack Obama, actually, if Jesus was to say, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven, he would have said, I beheld Satan as Barack Obama.
Exactly.
That is it in Aramaic. And then Obama rides around in a limousine known as the Beast.
Right, now,
I'm not saying Obama is Satan. I'm saying this is the script. This is the ritual.
Well, it's a ritual. Again, just like people say, well, why wouldn't they use a more sophisticated way of killing off people if they really want to kill off a good part of the population? People have to understand the reason why they're using swine flu and then they're using the, quote, bird flu is because it's the ancient ceremony of the phoenix. Now, I'm going to make a statement here that people find shocking, and I've told this on air when I was on Jeff Rentz's show. One of my colleagues, and I'm going to mention his name, Dr. Ormel Hain, is a hematologist. And when I went to, before I went to my first class in medical school, I was inducted as a Phi Rho Sigma, which, of course, I later told him to take it and shove it. But I was a member of the Phi Rho Sigma fraternity. And so Ormel took me aside, and I was also the guy that tapped me up was the dean of medicine. So I'm, you know, I understand these things, okay, people? So don't try to say that Dr. Deagle doesn't know. I mean, I know things that people that have been 33rd degree all their life have no inkling of, okay? So Ormel said to me, Dr. Bill, I'm going to tell you something here because I know you're probably the smartest of my students and you really understand these things. The reason why, as a hematologist, we can, transplant organs and heart valves and so on from pigs is because pigs have human DNA. I said, what? And I'm sitting around in shock. I said, because these pigs are a hybrid between human DNA and ancient wild boars. I said, oh my gosh, that's why the Islamic peoples and the people of the Middle East and the Jews wouldn't eat it because it was akin to cannibalism. Okay? Now, of course, if you go back to the ancient rituals in Zeus, one of the things that made Zeus, and we're talking about Greek mythology, and you're an expert on it, that made him most angry was, quote, cannibalism. Now, right now, we have a major crisis. We have, quote, the swine flu. This is ceremonial, people. The same way as the avian flu is, quote, the return of Quetzalcoatl. And people don't understand what the original meaning of the ancient, you want to call it, prophets of Mesoamerica, 1,500 years ago. And they don't understand the current thing, so they're completely in the dark. And now that I'm saying this, I want Dr. Ott to kind of jump in, because he's not only an expert on the flu and all of its ramifications in terms of how it was bioengineered recently by gene fragments from exhumed bodies in Alaska, but also how they used a Promise Oracle software that they told me 12 years ago when I visited Zurich, Switzerland. And, of course, the Novartis Corporation owns not only and controls the software, but also their Oracle software is firmly under the control of these globalists that are, literally building these pandemics because it's ceremonial. Dr. Ott, your comments.
Well, absolutely. I'm just sitting here listening to this conversation. And as you know, I got some real heat from bringing a Christian rabbi, an Aramaic scholar, on my short-lived radio show. This was back before President Obama was there, was actually candidate Obama.
Right.
And he basically went into the original Aramaic and the Greek text and said exactly that. I beheld Satan as Barack Obama. And went into complete detail
right.
of the term of Barack, a shelter from the storm, Obama falling from heaven, etc.
Right.
So absolutely, yeah, that's the second witness again of that.
Yeah, and there's really two main people you need to watch out for in this dialectic of this world, because they always like to have a dialectic of light and darkness, okay? Barack Obama is being put literally as a savior. In Muslim countries, if you go to Indonesia, if you ask the citizens on the street what they believe in the largest Muslim country in Indonesia, they think he's the Imam Mahdi, don't they? Yeah, they think
what was really interesting, I had a conversation with a gentleman who's an incredible researcher. I really can't disclose his name at this point, but
right.
I think you'll know who I'm talking about. He's basically exposing this Orly Tate's lawsuit and all of that as another smokescreen. They would love nothing more.
Yeah, I had a contact give me her number literally today. Oh, you should get Orly Tate on the show, sure.
Oh, my heavens.
Listen, this woman is a dentist. She's supposedly a lawyer. She's got these false documents against Obama, another smokescreen, another to try to blow away the birther movement, again, to
but
fracture.
But here is the point. Here is the point, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. The evidence that this gentleman has put together is none of the above. Barack Obama is a genetically engineered person from DNA extracted from ancient sarcophaga of Egypt.
Yeah, okay. Freeman, I want you to kind of jump into this because people need to realize that what's going on, what the levels of technology that people think exists and what does exist are totally different. I watched a program last night, Can We Make a Star on Earth, and had a British physicist. And they have all these things. Here in California, they're spending billions of dollars with Arnold Schwarzenegger a few weeks ago going up to this special facility with his high-energy lasers to compress to 100 million degrees to create, quote, a star on Earth. And then they have the tokamak reactor that they were testing in South Korea. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. It's going to lead us right back to this issue of who is Barack Obama, what is the ceremony, what are they doing, what's next on the biblical and the higher dimensional scale. What is happening? Where are we in time and space and beyond? Back in a moment.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and wow, off air we heard an amazing revelation here. True, obviously you're not going to give your source, but tell us what you heard, and you know, just to give you a little background here, the first attempt at cloning was done in Germany in 1927. That's a few years ago.
Right.
The successful cloning of humans was actually succeeded in 1967 in America, primarily done research at Johns Hopkins and the University of Chicago in collaboration with the British. There's been research parallel since the Second World War with Russia. They succeeded in cloning super soldiers in 1982 at the Moscow Institute for Biological Research. And they have growing underground, cloned super soldiers in a giant underground facility near Beijing, China. And this is classified, with 115,000 in the first batch of their super soldiers grown in an artificial uterine. Now, people say, they can't do it. I presented a paper back in 1992 to the Canadian Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technologies, and I showed the research going back as early as the early 1970s that the University of Padua in Italy and Johns Hopkins University and the University of Washington, George Washington University in the United States, with artificial uteri successfully growing fetuses from blastula right up to 14 to 16 weeks and then killing them so they wouldn't get in media trouble. They try to kill them before they would get in trouble with, you know, hey, it's a baby growing inside there jumping around and looking in the artificial tank. They've been doing it for decades, people. Literally like You know, they should make a movie called Embryo. They're doing this damn stuff, and they've also created human embryo clone hybrids. And their primary research is going on at the in affiliation with the Tavistock Institute in Britain.
And it includes the Soviet Union.
Of course, they've been collaborating all along. Listen, while they pretend to be our dire enemy, America has had Aeroflot jets flying back and forth with scientists to America and Russia and to China. And all these things have been going on for decades. They are literally trying to create, as Adolf Hitler says, the Übermensch, the Superman. Yeah. And it's very scary, and people don't understand this Promise Oracle software. They didn't have a full virus in 1951 when they tried to grow it. They literally resurrected with these predictive supercomputer systems, literally with gene bioengines. They rebuilt the virus de novo, and they can rebuild anything. They can give you the sequence on a piece of paper of a virus like smallpox, and they can now build it codon by amino acid letter that could rebuild the virus right from its genetic code. What they can do now is mind-boggling. It's literally decades and centuries more than what people believe. And, of course, I heard people say, you can't do that. You can't. Look, I can tell you how to clone. If you want to sit down, I'll give you about 200 steps that they use to clone human beings. I can give you an equipment list if you want me to give you an equipment list, okay? So, Dr. Ott, and then I want to hear, of course, Freeman, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit. Tell us more, Dr. Ott.
Well, it's simple, really. You, Dr. Bill Deagle, your host, myself, and you pick 100 people off the street, you know what? You can produce something called a certificate of live birth.
Right.
All right? Barack Obama, where is your certificate of live birth? This Hawaiian excuse for a birth certificate is not a certificate of a live birth. It shows certification by the doctors in a hospital. When a person is born from the womb, you have doctors and witnesses sign off on it. There is no such thing for Barack Hussein Obama. End of story.
Yeah, but even if they did, here's one of the interesting things, and you've mentioned this in previous shows, Freeman, that when he was over in Cairo, and he's walking around the Great Pyramid, he's making comments as looks exactly, literally, and you have it in the picture of your DVD, he looks identical to Akhenaten. Now, people don't understand the name Akhenaten and Aten. They don't understand these issues of the ancient world. They don't understand all the higher levels of Illuminati Masonism goes right back to Sumer and Egypt. It all goes back to the Zodiac and all of the religions even that are the public consumption and mind control of the public are all based on zodiac signs and the exposed and the non-revealed dark side of every religion and the diametric opposite that's embedded deeply into it. Please tell us what your perspective is and what Dr. Ott just said.
Well, I'm totally baffled. I'm really curious as to who you're referring to, this person that you won't say their name, because you know that's what my film is, Obama cloning in the coming space war.
Really?
That's your. Now, what's in your film? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Well, exactly this. I have outlined and databased this entire story, showing you. Okay, if you realize what I had begun with was Obama and the coming space war, the coupling of NASA with the Department of Defense, creating the Ares space program, the Ares Orion, Ares being the god, Mars being the god of war,
right,
going to a war-based space program. Then following Wernher von Braun, a Nazi that came over and helped start NASA rocketry. Sorry, that one's hard to get out
NASA,
without saying Nazis.
Yeah.
So we have Wernher von Braun coming over saying, look, they're going to have a Cold War, they're going to have terrorists. Next is asteroids. So in January, I'm discussing asteroids and Obama and the fomentation of the weaponization of space. And on March, I'm saying in January, I said they were going to use asteroids, according to Wernher von Braun. In March, an asteroid nearly hit the planet, March 2nd. Hardly anyone noticed. It came between the moon and the Earth in geosynchronous orbit with the satellites. And they said, well, wait, this is not the asteroid we were worried about. We actually didn't know this one was coming.
Yeah.
The one we are concerned with is called Apophis. Now, why is this incredible? We're talking about a story about Obama and the fomentation of space war. The fact that Obama looks identical to Akhenaten, and his mother, Queen T, is identical to Michelle Obama. They have two daughters that became co-regents, and they are identical to Malaya and Sasha. I've outlined and shown each one of their faces with the ancient bust, and you can see clearly there are people using my Michelle cut-in-half face with Queen T, who is really the true creator of monotheism. You would realize people are using this as Queen T's actual picture because they can't tell I changed it. That's how similar and identical they are. So as I'm covering this story and unveiling the idea of Akhenaten as, say, Moses, as Sigmund Freud said, then we start to realize that we are going through the same warfare that Moses went through with the Egyptian magi and the Egyptian magicians. They had the plague of blood. They had the plague of livestock. And we can follow these plagues as these people are creating them in these dark labs.
Yeah, they're but actually marching through the plagues.
Point, as I outlined, you know, Obama being lightning from heaven and running around in the beast, well, now he's battling and going to save the world from Apophis. Apophis is the original Satan. He is the original serpent deity of destruction that always fought Ra. That was the creation of the first adversary in Akhenaten's religion. So now we have Akhenaten in office, and he's going to fight his eternal foe, Apophis. Is this reality?
Well, the Apophis, by the way, was the winged star, wasn't it?
Apophis is the serpent deity.
The serpent deity of the winged star. Yeah, that flies across the sky, so they refer to him as the winged one. And this also fits in with also the approach of 2012, because as we approach this period, there's a 30 times increased risk of an asteroid or comet impact. Isn't that interesting?
Well, if you would watch now, as I've started a new Space Wars news section on the blog, on freemanperspective.blogspot.com. You can get there, freemantv.com.
Right.
The latest story, NASA cannot keep up with killer asteroids. It's just been coming and coming. I first started to database this in the HARP film. You can see that in my very first film on HARP. When the meteor came directly over the HARP facility and exploded in the atmosphere, creating a sonic boom and then an earthquake in Anchorage, Alaska.
Right.
This was December of 1999.
Well, let me give you a little classified material here, gentlemen, because I was a doctor. Again, my appointment book was controlled by the Creator God for U.S. Space Command, and I was taught specifically why. I said, why have they put all these space platforms up in space? I thought, well, at first, in my mind, I thought, well, it must be so that they can kind of whack nations on the Earth. And what I was told is, no. 95, and this is their actual word, I'm going to quote it, 95% of all of the space-based weapon systems that we have are aimed out in space, not only against incoming, such as comets and asteroids, etc., but also against other, quote, craft. Believe it or not. That's a quote. Okay? So, that's classified. Want to hear your response, and then, if we can, also want to have Alex Studer pop in here and give us a little update as to what's going on with labvirus.com. But stay tuned. We need to have you back on soon, Freeman. Wow, what a show today. Back in a minute.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, and we've got to get Freeman back on with Dr. Ott, because these gentlemen, Dr. Ott not only is a top nutritional scientist and researcher of all the things about flu, but also a rescuer of those who've gone through mind control. And we've talked about this before. I want to hear a quick update from Alex Studer, and it ties back into videos, the latest article, a remarkable analysis, an article by Dr. Truat that's now posted up, going to be posted up on our site, NutriMedical, also over in Jeff Rentz. Alex, give us an update on labvirus.com.
Yes, that's correct. We now have posted the current headline is Vaccine-Induced Disease Epidemic Outbreaks, or videos, by Dr. A. Truat, Ph.D., MD. And it is an amazingly detailed story of the history of artificially created pandemics and their origins, especially this one in particular, with some amazingly detailed cross-referenced abstract from those people who were hands-on involved in the creation of what we are now about to experience in this form of the H1N1 pandemic.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of these things. I'd like to actually have you back on, if I can, Freeman, this Friday, perhaps, while we have Dr. Ott on to continue this. But I want to hear back from Dr. Ott, too, on the videos for a moment. And then maybe kind of we'll wrap up today with talking about this issue. Is the whole thing that we're seeing now is ceremonial, including the crashing of the world economy, the carbon tax. All these things, people are, they're tying the dates. That's why you're not really acting like a prophet. You're acting like a mathematician, aren't you, Freeman?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're using math. You're using sacred dates. You're using, in other words, you know the playbook. It's like when you see the playbook on the football season, which is just starting because I love football, and they're looking. You're looking at their forearm with your long-distance binocs, and you're saying, I know what play he's going to do next.
Exactly.
Because you know the playbook.
I've outlined the methods as well. So, you know, it's all there on the website, freemantv.com. I've outlined the methods so that we can then apply this.
Absolutely. Dr. Ottlund, can you give us like a 2 minutes on the video? We want to talk about videos this Friday on our special because it's a big deal. And this is, again, to clarify things. And I've had some differences with several doctors, and I'm going to make their names. Dr. Rebecca Carley and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny have stated to me they thought the flu, and this is over the last 3 years, is all a hoax. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, I have a background in infectious disease, and I've been at this for decades. And I'm going to tell you, the flu virus that they've bioengineered, and I have all the proof going back 12 and a half years to those documents from Zurich, Switzerland, promise software, supercomputers, all this stuff, the virus itself is deadly. The vaccines are another deadly monster. There's two monsters. We don't have one here. So it's not a hoax, people. And as it comes back in waves, and I can't tell you when it'll be the most deadly, whether it's this fall or winter or whatever, it's going to acquire more genes, and ultimately when it gets the genes from the avian flu, which hasn't crossed into humans to any significant extent, God help us, literally. God help us. Dr. Ott, your comments and analysis about videos.
Well, absolutely. It's these outbreaks are nothing new. But just because people don't know about them doesn't mean that they haven't happened.
Right.
Okay? The record of the court is clear back in, starting in 1921, there in Kansas City, Missouri, the medical association there conspired to create a smallpox epidemic in the region, and they did it by means of vaccination-induced disease epidemic outbreak, a video, okay?
Right.
That's how they did it then. That's how they did it in 1924 in Pittsburgh. It is in the court records. This is not speculation.
Yeah, that's what's really important that people understand. And it was the typhus. And I'm putting these three PowerPoints together from all my documents, all yours, and research of others like Don Nikoloff and many other scientists, things in public record that we're moving toward another pandemic that they're going to create on top of the current release plague, which is going to get more lethal. But they're not satisfied with just being as lethal as 1918. No.
If you look at the eight chromosome structures, and you can really emphasize what I'm going to say here. Those eight chromosome gene clades and gene helixes, you cannot by natural selection impregnate those with genes of swine, with birds, and with humans.
Yeah, it's a triple reassertion.
You can't
it's impossible.
Do it. They would have to commingle sexually constantly to make that happen. It just doesn't happen by nature.
That's why Dr. Adrian Gibbs said right off the bat, this got out of a lab. We even know which lab it probably was, a Baxter lab and Via Cardenas.
But I'm going back, Dr. Bill, to the original 1918 thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in 1918, yeah. Obviously, there you should read in your paper. Please tell us.
It had to have come from a vaccine needle. And
right.
The way this happened, the typhus fever vaccine was created by taking human DNA, mixing it with pigs in the laboratory to create these infected animals, then harvesting it and putting it into chicken eggs. That's how they did it back in 1915 and 1916 in the typhus fever vaccine.
Right. And the recombinant, by the way, I went over the letter by letter with Dr. Henry Nyman, the top recombinant virologist on planet Earth with more patents. I spent many hours with him, and he proved to me, this is now 3 years ago, that the current 1918 flu is a recombinant of the WSN-33 oldest human flu in their database with the Iowa pig flu. So they created it exactly as you said, by commingling them artificially.
That's right. That's the only way it can happen. Now, and all these modern papers by Taubenberger and Terence Stompe and others, they'll always say, we don't know how this happened in 1918. Yes, you do.
Sure they did. That's
stupid. They know exactly how it happened, but they got to keep the secret from the Rockefellers.
Right.
You know, the Rockefeller big secret is that's who made this deadly vaccine.
Well, it's part of the medical industry, too. I mean,
every
they had to create
single food. Vaccine that's out there is the cause of these pandemics since the 1910s. It just is a matter of history.
Yeah, exactly. Freeman, your comments.
Well, that's not really my specialty. I outlined the ritual aspects.
Well, I want to look at the ritual side, you see, because we want to look at the technical side. I want to hear the ritual, because what we're entering into this fall, and we're moving toward a peace treaty that's going to set up a Teutonic temple in Jerusalem. They're setting up and getting ready to set this up to a final culmination. We have a bipolar world with America, literally with Russian nuclear subs, with cruise missiles on either coast now, all part of the game. We're getting ready with all these ceremonies. We now have literally a false prophet sitting there in the White House, a pharaoh, literally, in a sense, the spitting image, as they say, of Akhenaten, just like Bill Clinton was a spitting image of Nero. I mean, if you looked at the statues of Nero written from ancient documents and statues, it's like, wow, how did Bill Clinton be back at the time of Nero and live in the palace?
Yeah, we are watching Project Mayhem come unfold, and, you know, my major concern is the bombing of the moon, the creation of a moon base. You know, that type of power is frightening. And so what I see is just the fomentation of the dichotomy left and right. They're splitting us up. They have us, you know, like I said, bringing guns to Obama rallies. They have everyone frightened, and half the people are ready to fight the vaccine, half are ready. They need us to kill one another. That's the people that they need to understand, is that they don't care if there is a pandemic or not, as long as we attack and kill one another.
Yeah, and that's why we need legal injunctions.
Building this vengeful hero out of us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. The point is, if we just become awakened, there's not going to be a battle. If we just wake up and we use our due process of law and we just say no to the vaccines, no to the this threats that if you audit the Fed, you're going to end up in crashing into the economy. They're not doing anything correctly. Everything is a dialectic. It's they want to set up one side to kill the other side and then wipe us all out. It's all a game. It's all a ceremony. And unless people understand the evil behind this, they're just not going to grasp it. That's why even billionaires, they should kind of get a life and realize, celebrities and billionaires out there, you're going to be cannon fodder too, because you are not in the inner club.
That's right. And you need to take it to the level that it is at. As we're looking at this power of cloning mummies, there was a secret known in the ancient past of mummification that keeps a mummy mummified and keeps a viable cell for cloning. They tried to mummify Stalin. They tried to mummify Lenin. Both are rotting. They're deciding right now in Red Square whether or not to bury Lenin because he's rotting in his case. We do not understand our ancient past and past civilizations as well, so we don't understand where the Brotherhood is coming from. We have to uncover that knowledge as well.
Yeah, it's a lot more advanced technology than we understand in our current world. And the world of the ancients, in many ways, was higher technology than we have currently in many ways, and only the secret orders have kept much of this information, including the, quote, building a star on Earth, literally nuclear fusion tokamak reactors, cloning, warping space-time, all kinds of technologies that are hidden from mankind because they want control. That's what's all about. And we're going to have you back on soon, Freeman. Amazing program, Dr. Ott and Alex Studer. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow. And coming up on Wednesday, Bob Chapman and Ted Anderson, Jonathan Gray, Will You Survive? And we're going to take a biblical view on how you're going to survive. And believe me, tough questions and time for action. Friday special, 3 hours. Take care, everybody, and take action.